This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Now, this is a scene from one of my favorite scenes in all of children's literature, and maybe one of my favorite scenes in all of literature, and it is the delicious defense of Lucy in C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Now, if you don't remember the book very well, you should run right out and reread it today, because it is such a very, very, very good book. But in case you're a little rusty, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is the story of four brothers and sisters, Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy, and they're staying at an old manor house deep in the countryside because they've been sent out of London because of the bombing blitz in World War II. And they've been having a great time exploring the house, running all over the place, and Lucy, who is the youngest of the four children, tells her brothers and sisters that she had traveled through the wardrobe, which is like an armoire, into the magical kingdom of Narnia, and she's had tea with a faun, and it's snowing there, and there's a white witch, and her brothers and sisters think that she's either lying about this magical land or that she's going mad. So the two oldest children, Peter and Susan, decide that they are going to go consult with the elderly professor who owns the manor and to ask him his advice about what to do about Lucy. And he does not respond in the way that they expect. And this is the part that I love. So the professor tells Peter and Susan, "There are only three possibilities. Either your sister is telling lies, or she is mad, or she is telling the truth. You know she doesn't tell lies, and it is obvious that she is not mad. For the moment, then, and unless any further evidence turns up, we must assume that she is telling the truth." And the children continue to explain to the professor why they don't accept Lucy's story about Narnia. "But there was no time," said Susan. "Lucy had no time to have gone anywhere, even if there was such a place. She came running after us the very moment we were out of the room. It was less than a minute, and she pretended to have been away for hours." "That is the very thing that makes her story so likely to be true," said the professor. "If there really was a door in this house that leads to some other world, and I should warn you that this is a very strange house, and even I know very little about it, if I say she had gone into another world, I should not be at all surprised to find that the other world had a separate time of its own, so that however long you stay there, it would never take up any of our time. On the other hand, I don't think that many girls of her age would invent that idea for themselves. If she had been pretending, she would have hidden for a reasonable time before going out and telling her story." "But do you really mean, sir," said Peter, "that there could be other worlds all over the place just around the corner like that?" "Nothing is more probable," said the professor, taking off his spectacles and beginning to polish them while he muttered to himself, "I wonder what they do teach them at these schools." And here's the part that I really love. "But what are we to do?" said Susan. She felt that the conversation was beginning to get off the point. "My dear young lady," said the professor, suddenly looking up with a very sharp expression at both of them, "there is one plan which no one has yet suggested and which is well worth trying." "What's that?" said Susan. "We might all try minding our own business," said he. And that was the end of that conversation. After this, things were a good deal better for Lucy. I love this passage with the vindication of Lucy, and it's a great happiness reminder. If I don't know what to do about some situation or how to handle what somebody's doing or saying, I can always try minding my own business. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.